The Tokyo Olympics were postponed today, just the latest sports victim of the coronavirus, but it's a biggie. Think of all those athletes. And for fans, life without sports to distract us right now is a bummer. It's also put a lot of sports commentators on pause. Nick Heath is in that situation. He does play-by-play for women's rugby.
And now Natasha Hunt looking to straighten and then provide the two-on-one. And Abby Dow will pin her ears back and head for that corner.
Self-quarantine means we're not hearing so much commentary like that. But from his perch in London, Nick can't help himself. He's just kept on doing live play-by-play about, you know, life. Like these pedestrians crossing the street.
Crossroad dash, light turns to red. We wait for the beats. There they are now then. JD Sportsman, he's got a decent start. Leggings on the outside. Oh, JD Sportsman's been distracted over the shoulder. And Leggings is going to get there. Oh, she does it again. Three titles in 3 days. Off past Vegas Gold for the lap of honor. Victorious.
He's funny. And not surprisingly, Nick Heath's play-by-play videos have gone viral on social media. I caught up with Nick earlier today.
I was beginning to see the sporting engagements getting postponed and cancelled. And then, as we all know, across the world, gradually everything got shut down. And so the revenue stream and my livelihood as a freelance play-by-play commentator basically started to disappear before me. So I was just out, you know, having a walk at the local park and just saw a couple of guys playing football, decided to film it and sort of relive an old parody commentator character that I sort of used to enjoy playing around with probably 15, 20 years ago.
So you've done this kind of spoof before?
Just to kind of mates and stuff, low grade stuff. The actor Steve Coogan has a character called Alan Partridge.
This is Sports Desk. I'm Alan Partridge. And it's a special desk of sport now as we look back on some of the sporting highlights of the last sporting season. Well, it's cycling championship.
It was a very kind of tongue-in-cheek character, and there's a healthy dose of him in the kind of Nicholas Fumble character that I portray.
Bike riding away. Klaus been there on the inside, pumping away with those gristle-like, muscly legs inside those tight Lycra shorts, which have become his trademark.
But yeah, it's ultimately, you know, he's just excited to be out of the house and watching anything that he can bring a little bit of sporting cliche to and find some excitement in. He's just pleased to be there. And I think a lot of people watching the clips without getting their sporting hit, this is the placebo for them, really. This is scratching that itch.
Do you miss the act of commentating? I mean, is that partly why you're just doing this on mundane, everyday stuff?
I don't know that that's motivating the reason why, but yeah, I mean, I miss working the rhythm of speaking to teams during the week, feeling privileged enough to speak to head coaches, get the insights, speak to the players, do your prep that week, and then have the privilege of bringing a game to viewers where you're able to add the detail and the preparation that you've done that week and present a decent program. This side of it is a bit easier. It's sort of, I don't know, it does seem to be a bit of an innate thing that I can do, is just pick something up and talk absolute rubbish about it for 30 seconds and the world seems to love it. So look, in strange times do we find the things that excel, and it seems that I've found a way of entertaining people when the world's in shutdown.
So Nick, per the Prime Minister's announcement last night, you are homebound. How about you bring us up to speed with the scene out your window right now?
Well, the scene out my window right now is, the blossom is on the trees, which is a real delight, and plenty of wasps and bees trying to get their fill while nobody else can go shopping for their own groceries. They're getting absolutely everything they possibly can. There's a girl who's just walking down below me in orange leggings. She's been well aware of the Prime Minister's announcement last night that we're allowed out for one piece of exercise, one run, one walk, or a cycle ride. So those are the official orders. Just opposite on the other side of the road is a fat man sitting down smoking a cigarette.
Wow, that is talent. Sports commentator Nick Heath in London. Thank you very much. Great to meet you.
You're very welcome. Lovely to spend time with you.